Went up last summer in New England States, but anyhow.
You did?
Yeah, I got a daughter in up in Connecticut right now.
So that was a pretty trip.
Yeah, we really had a nice time up there. Really did.
What states did you go through?
Oh, we went from here to North South Carolina and on up into New York, and we went, we got up to her house. We went into Vermont, Massachusetts, and
yes,
Maine, and
yeah.
I believe we went in five states from our house. It's, the states are kind of small. You drive across one of them before you know it.
Yeah.
It had me going the right way.
What time of the year was it when you went?
We went up there in July. It done got hot. Them folks about don't have no air conditioning.
They don't?
They sure don't.
Yeah, I figured they'd get
and, it. No, Jenny hadn't been up there in the summertime before. And she, but she told me, and they fooled us. Daddy said, it's going to be awful hot up in you. I can't stand the heat. The last 10 or 15 years, I just can't take it. And she said, I don't really, you can take it not. They went off and borrowed air conditioning and put it in one room.
Yeah.
The day we got there. But it rained after we'd been there about 2 days. We stayed there four days, I think, or 5 days.
Uh-huh.
And it rained one night, and the next morning it was 40. Temperature down to 40. And
they live in the mountains, or is it kind of?
No, it is pretty level there. But, brother, it was naturally cool. But it didn't stay that cool, but it didn't ever get hot no more. It was, you had me covered at night. That last 2 nights we were there.
Yeah.
And we went to spend one whole day with Boston. And I went to the old Methodist, whatever, it wasn't company, no, I was a Methodist church in a fashion of some kind of one that Paul Revere went to, and went to the thing in his house. That was the nicest place I went to, his house. They had air conditioning in there. And I sat down at the wind and air conditioning was running, it was just boiling out there by one nice chair. I sat down there, just went all around everywhere and come back and got the carbon.
You just took it easy.
And I took it easy at that house, I sure did. But at the house that the church I'm talking about, had a John Wesley's picture up there and said he preached there in that church 5 or 6 months one time.
Yeah. And I saw Wesley's chapel over in England.
Sure enough.
Yeah,
where?
Let me see how this thing is running. 120.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So, where your foot got a, your hoof was there, but under the bottom of it, you had a frog that they called a frog. It was live. And I never had exactly, I never did read nothing about a horse's or mule's foot, but I don't know why that got the name of frog, but it was. And
you said the road would split their hoof there.
Well, it wham right down to the quick, where like you break off your finger now where to bleed. A paved road, a special concrete road, would take a horse's feet right, their hoof right down to the quick. And it won't take, you know, I don't need 2 or 3 days, but up and down the road a week or two would. Have a shot if you're going to drive to town on concrete road. Now, asphalt road didn't bother me as much.
Oh, that reminds me. I was talking to Mayor Moultrie yesterday, and he was telling me about some things that they were...
Because he used to have a mule stable down Auburn on Broad Street.
Yeah.
And he had a nigger that worked for him. You could, old farmers could look at a mule's mouth. I'd have to admit that I didn't know anything about it, but old men that when they had mules would look at the cups in the teeth.